Good morning. This is Akashvani. I am Saira Mujtaba with World News. The headlines. Prime Minister of Fiji, Sitiveni Rabuka, begins three-day visit to India. Taiwan referendum on restarting nuclear plant fails. Japanese Prime Minister Ishiba Shigeru and South Korean President Lee Jae-myung agree to develop stable and future-oriented relations between their countries. Dutch Parliament rejects proposal to recognize an independent Palestinian state and impose sanctions on Israel. And 145th edition of US Open Tennis kicks off in New York tonight. And now the news in detail. Prime Minister of Fiji, Sitiveni Lingamamada Rabuka, is on a three-day visit to India beginning today. He was received by Minister of State for Education and Ministry of Development of Northeastern Region, Sukanta Majumdar, at the Delhi airport this morning. The visiting delegation include Minister of Health and Medical Services, Rathu Antonio Lalabalavu, and senior officials. The External Affairs Ministry said in a statement that during his visit, Mr. Rabuka is scheduled to hold talks with Prime Minister Narendra Modi tomorrow. He will also call on President Draupadi Murmu. The visit underscores the long-standing and enduring ties between India and Fiji. Zimbabwe Vice President Dr. CGDN Shivenga visited Surat in Gujarat on the invitation of the South Gujarat Chamber of Commerce and Industry. He was accompanied by Zimbabwe's cabinet ministers, cabinet members, Raj Modi, Mafedi Mnangagwa, and others. The purpose of this visit was to strengthen trade and investment relations between India and Zimbabwe. In a program in Surat, Dr. Shivenga appealed to the businessmen of Surat to invest in Zimbabwe. He emphasized the investment possibilities in nine major sectors, especially the diamond and cotton industry were prominent.
Nine areas of investment, and we are giving to the business community areas where they would want to invest in Zimbabwe. But in the main, Surat is now world number one because in diamond cutting and polishing, for every 10 diamonds cut and polished, nine are cut and polished here.
Dr. Shivenga praised the leadership of Prime Minister Modi and said India's performance in BRICS was excellent. He said India will soon become the third largest economy in the world and they are proud of it. Japanese Prime Minister Ishiba Shigeru and South Korean President Lee Jae-myung in their meeting in Tokyo have agreed to develop stable and future-oriented relations between their countries. Mr. Lee visited Japan yesterday for the first time since assuming office in June. They also agreed to establish a framework for consultation to find solutions to common social and economic issues such as declining birth rates and anti-disaster measures. The Japanese Prime Minister referred to import restrictions imposed by South Korea on some Japanese marine products. The restrictions were put in place following the accident at the Fukushima Daiichi nuclear power plant in Japan in 2011. In a joint news conference after the two-hour-long talks, Mr. Ishiba said he hoped Japan-South Korea relations will gain new strength and develop further. The governments issued a joint press release on the outcome of the summit. It is the first time in 17 years that such a document has been released. Japanese government officials say this is evidence that there are fewer pending issues and that relations between the two countries have stabilized. In Taiwan, a referendum to reactivate a recently shut nuclear power plant failed to clear a legal threshold, although far more people voted in favor than those who were opposed. A tally by Taiwan Central Election Commission showed more than 4.3 million votes were cast in favor of the plant restarting, while over 1.5 million ballots were cast against it. But to pass the motion needed the backing of a quarter of registered voters, or around 5 million people. The nuclear power plant in the south of the island was taken offline in May, leaving Taiwan without any operating nuclear power plants. This is in line with the policy pursued by the ruling Democratic Progressive Party. But opposition parties have cited concerns about stable power supplies, which are deemed particularly important for production of semiconductors. The opposition-controlled legislative Yuan passed a bill for the referendum to be held. This is Akashvani giving you the world news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at EIR News Alerts And for details of these stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download the News on AIR app. Welcome back to World News. The Dutch Parliament has rejected a proposal to recognize an independent Palestinian state and impose sanctions on Israel amid a political crisis in the government. Most lawmakers instead backed a motion urging Israel to allow international and domestic journalists access to the Gaza Strip and to exert maximum pressure on countries supporting Hamas's leaders. The punitive measure would have banned the importation of products made in the Israeli-occupied West Bank and banned the Dutch government from buying Israel-made weapons. Russia said that over the past 24 hours, it shot down four Ukrainian guided aerial bombs and 160 drones. The Russian Defense Ministry said its air defense systems intercepted 33 Ukrainian drones over the country's western border regions. In a statement, the ministry stated that 22 people have been killed and another 105 injured due to Ukraine's shelling and drone strikes over the past week. Human rights organization Baloch Yakjati Committee, BYC, has accused Pakistani authorities of weaponizing law in the country to suppress political activism in Balochistan. The remarks came after a Quetta court on Friday ordered another 15-day remand for Mahrang Baloch, the chief organizer of BYC, along with other leaders including Shahaji, Bebo, Gulzadi and Bibagre, drawing sharp criticism from several human rights activists. In Pakistan, the law has been systematically weaponized to suppress political activism and the judiciary has become ineffective and the legal system has become a mockery, the BYC said in a statement. Iran's intelligence ministry said that its forces had smashed a terrorist team in the southeastern province of Sistan and Balochistan, killing six of its members and arresting two others. Three Iranian security forces were injured during the clash, which took several hours. According to a statement published on the ministry's website, members of the terror team, seven non-Iranian nationals, had entered Iran through the country's eastern border during the past days. Sistan and Balochistan, a province bordering Pakistan and Afghanistan, has suffered several terrorist attacks targeting both civilians and security forces in the recent years. In Afghanistan, the Ministry of Transport and Civil Aviation has announced plans to appoint new transport attachés in neighboring and regional countries to facilitate trade and provide better services for Afghan citizens. The spokesman for the ministry, Hikmatullah Asifi, said that in line with the approved structure of the ministry, there are positions for transport attachés in Uzbekistan, Iran, Pakistan, Turkmenistan and Tajikistan, though so far only representatives in Pakistan's Peshawar and Quetta have been introduced and efforts are underway to expand this to other countries as well. Business leaders welcomed the decision, saying it could help ease transit challenges, boost exports and expand access to international markets. On to sports now. 145th edition of the US Open Tennis kicks off today at the USTA Billie Jean King National Tennis Center in New York. In the men's singles, world number one and defending champion Jannik Sinner of Italy will lead the charge alongside number two Carlos Alcaraz of Spain, four-time US Open winner Novak Djokovic and Germany's Alexander Zverev. On the women's side, Belarusian Arina Sabalenka looks to defend her 2024 title. And now before we close, here are the highlights of the bulletin once again. Prime Minister of Fiji Sitiveni Rabuka begins three-day visit to India. Taiwan referendum on restarting nuclear plant fails. Japanese Prime Minister Ishiba Shigeru and South Korean President Lee Jae-myung agree to develop stable and future-oriented relations between their countries. Dutch Parliament rejects proposal to recognize an independent Palestinian state and impose sanctions on Israel. And 145th edition of US Open Tennis kicks off in New York tonight. And that is the end of World News Bulletin.